ein shilash b'shalom isha al yidei baila. You're not allowed to give like shalom aleichem to a wife through the husband. So Rashi says shemem mitoch shilash shalom yeregilim zem zeh haydei shluchim yavar lo dechiba. That you can't even send a message with somebody. You can't even send a message to your wife through the husband. And shalom b'shalom isha al yidei baila. Like you can't send a message with the husband to his wife because you shouldn't have to do it with somebody else's wife. Some say it's Badafki Shila Shalom as Derechiba, Shila Shalom is worse. Omalei Hochi Yom HaShmuel. Ein Shoyalim Bishloim Isha Klal. You're not allowed to ask Shalom of an Isha Klal. So therefore he didn't want to give Shalom to his wife. Sholachlei Deveisua. So when Rav Nachman's wife heard what's going on here, then the Chur Rav Yehuda is making a Shematra out of Rav Nachman. So Sholachlei Deveisua. Shorilei Tigra, go send him away already. Clean him, let him go already. He shouldn't make you like a regular Amoritz. Like he's giving it to you here. So get rid of him already. That's what Yalsa said. Omalei says, so now Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, my Shiata Demar Hocha, what are you doing here? What did you come here for? Omalei, Taska the Yazmanusa, Shodamara Basroi, you sent me a summons to come to you. Omalei said to him, how could that be? Hashta Shusa. I don't know how to talk your language even. Tasked Yasmanusa Mishadrona Lamar. Would I send you a summons to come to me? In other words, I'm not gonna know that you're a great person. So how would I send you to come to me? So still what he did was Afik Discord Yasmanusa Mive Khadya. He took out the summons that he received from like his lap. The Aksala and he showed it to him. Omalesi said, listen, Hai Gavra Vihai Disco. Here's the person and here's the summons. Omalei, so Rav Nachman advised my sword, it's not true, I the summons is you should come to me. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman said to him like this, Hoyel v'yosem alochi, since you came here, lishtoyim ilei, let's talk it over already. In other words, really I see you're a great person, I should let you go free without anything. But since you came here already, it's not nice, it shouldn't look like a joke, so let's talk it over. Ki echid lo leimri mechamtri rabonon adodi, people should not say, w'stam bi mechanef, we're like, you know, helping out one another, it's not nice. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman asked of Yehuda, my time of Shamte Malihu Gavra. What's the reason? Why did you put him into Nidu? Why did you put him into Shamtui? Why did you put the ban upon him? So he answered back, because Tziyar, Shlichot Rabbanan, he was Mitzar, he gave pain. He said a not nice name to this Meshamish of Rabbi Yecheskel. V'nagdemar, that's why he gave him, yes, that's why he put him into Shamtui. So Rav Nachman said back, no, V'nagdemar, why don't you give him Malkus better? The Rav was Rav Mangid Aman the Mitzvah Shluchu the Rabbanan. He gave Malkus to this Shamish that doesn't act nice to the Rabbanan. So Mora says the Yodif from the Yodif Le. He wanted to give him the bigger punishment. He gave him the punishment to put him into a Shamtu. Now my time Achr is Mar Malay the Avdahu. How come you called upon him and said he's an Eved? Or Malay because he said the Rogo the Koriinchi Avdi because I heard that he was calling other people Avodim. Otzniya we learned. That called ha'poisel posel, that whoever gives a psul to somebody else, most probably he has this psul. So that's why I had the right to call him back in Eved, since he's calling other people avodim. V'yeinim adam v'shvach li'elim, he doesn't talk good about anybody. And v'yom ha'shmul shmul said, v'lu my poisel, that we hear him saying a psul to somebody else, that same psul applies to him. So Rav Nachman said back to him, no. Ey, m'diyom ha'shmul, when did shmul say this? L'meicheshlei, there's a chash, you have right to be afraid, maybe he's an Eved. But the achruze yolei miyomar, but to go pronounce and tell everybody there's an Eved, you have a right, like it's not a vadai, there's a doubt, maybe he's an Eved. But who gave you the right to go and pronounce and call him an Eved? But the meister was, adhochi v'hochi, in the meantime, also hu beidin l'menadoi, that person came here. Omalei ohu bardin el Rabbi Yehuda. So this person said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'didi koris li'avda, to me, you call me an Eved? The Yasinim of Beish Chashmanoi. I come from the big Mishpoch of Beish Chashmanoi. Malko, there was kings. So Omalei, they said back to him, no, you should know, Hochi Yom HaShmul, this is what Shmuel said, that called the Yom HaMid Beish Chashmanoi Kosino. Whoever says that I'm from Beish Chashmanoi, you should know, Avdahu, that person for sure is an Eved. So it comes out that this person is telling us that his Yichus is that he is an Eved. Why? Omalei said back to him, like Lesovu Lamar, don't you hold Lahod Yom Rababa, like what Rababa said, Omar Rafun Omar Rav, that called. Yeah, no, so Kitzi told them over. You know what? Says to them, don't you hold that kol Talmud Chacham Shemar Halacha? If a Talmud Chacham first paskins Halacha, Ubo, and then a Maisa comes, so it's like this. In Kaidim Maisa Amru Hashemim Loi. If he said over the Tzak Halacha before the Maisa happened, then we believe him, like he paskin right. But Vim Lavim Shemim Loi. If first the Maisa happened, and then he brings down Halacha, so we have to be afraid maybe saying this Halacha just to make himself right. So you can't really use this Tzak Halacha. See, you should not be able to use this halacha because the ma'isa just happened. Omalei said back to him, no, here it's different. Ha'ikar Rav Masna de Kori Kavosi. Rav Masna holds like me also. Samar says, but Rav Masna lechozle nadoit leisashoni. Rav Masna never came to nadoit the last 13 years. Ha'hu yoyim apunk this day, Osi came. Omalei, he said to him, Techi mar, do you remember? Mayom Ashmu, what Shmuel said, Ki koi chad kari yaguda, when one of his legs, one of his foot was on the bridge, Vechad kari v'mavro, what was on the bank, what was on the bridge, that Omalei, Hochi yom Ashmu, this is what Shmuel said, Kol di yoma midibes chashmanoi malko kasino, whoever comes and tells us that my yichus, I'm left over from Beis Chashmanoi, the kingdom, Avdu, you should know he's an Evid. Why? Because the Maisa was, they were all killed out. All the people from Beis Chashmonoi were all killed out. And the only ones that were left over were only their Avodim. So whoever says right now he's from Beis Chashmonoi, for sure he's only an Evid that was left over. Because what happened here? The Lo Yishtaya Minayu Elohi Revisa. There was only one young girl that was left over from all the Beis Chashmonoi. And she, the Sarkal Igris, she went up to the roof. For Ram Yekol, she screamed out the Yom, she said, like she's telling us now, that called the Yom Beis Chashmonoi, no, anybody that now will say, he's from the Beis Chashmonoi, he's no Avdahu, he's only an Evid, because every single one of us was killed out, and I'm the last one left. And what is she doing? Nofla Meigro Misa, she jumped off the roof and killed herself. So Achra Zalei the Avdahu. So therefore it comes out that whoever says he's from the Beis Chashmonoi could only be an Evid. So therefore, this person right now, since he himself is telling us that he came from Beis Chashmonoi, he's like admitting that he's an Evid. Therefore, that's what happened. Achra Zalad the Avdu, they proclaimed upon this person that true, he is an Evid. Hahu Yoima Akrin Kamuk Subasa Ben Adoi. That day, a lot of Subas were ripped up in Adoi. Because whoever said they came from Beis Chashmonoi, now we find out that they're Avodim. An Evid, a Ketushin is not Chal. Therefore, there's no Mokum for the Ksuba. They ripped off the Ksubas. When Yehuda went out of the din, and the people came with stones to kill him, that came out now, because what he's telling us now, plenty of people now became an Evid Kanani, because a lot of people knew they were from the Beis Chashmonoi, and according to what Yehuda said now, they're all Avodim, so they wanted to come and stone him. Omalu, so Yehuda said something like this, Ishasiku, Shasiku, if you keep quiet, good. Viloi, if you're not going to keep quiet, I'll do something worse to you. Maglino Laichu, I'll tell you, Hodi Yom Hashmu, that's what Shmuel said. Tati Zarisa Ika Ben Adoi. There are two families in Adoi. Chad Mikri Devei Yoyna. One is called Devei Yoyna. The Chad Mikri Devei Urvis, an Oirif. With some Nechle Simonis, Tomei Tomei Torah Torah. And Shadul, so, Pekit said, there are other Mishpachas in the town that are also Apostle. So he said, if you don't leave me alone, I'll tell you even more Mishpachas here in this town that are Apostle, that will have to get divorced and can't live together. So therefore, keep quiet. So the Meister was, Shad Yuha Lihu Rigma Miyadayu, they all threw down their stones. The Ka'amti Binahor Malka, and all those stones, Vice says they threw it into the river and it clogged up the river. That's how much stones they had that all the people were about to stone him to kill him. Alright, turn over. Dalimor says, Machriz Rabbi Yehuda Pumpadisa. Rabbi Yehuda proclaimed the Pumpadisa that Ada Vyonisin Avdi. That Ada and Yonisin are Avodim. Yehuda bar Papa Mamzera. Yehuda bar Papa is a Mamzer. Bati bar Tuvia Baramas Ruchos of his trickery. La Shoko Gita de Cherusa. He never accepted a get Cherus. In other words, he's still an Evid. He's not a Ben Cherun. Machr knows they went to proclaim different people in the city that they had Psulim. Machr is Rabba ben Mechuza. Rabba proclaimed the Mechuza. Beloi, Danoi, Toloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulam, Lesul. All these people are also Psulim. We can't marry them. Omer Rav Yehuda, Guvoi means Givoi. They come from Givoi. Durnosi Duroi. They came from Duroi. The Nesina, Rashi's Kfar Nesina Mayu, they came from this city. Yomar Rab Yosef, Hai Bekuvi the Pumpadisa. This city of Pumpadisa, Kulam Diavdi, all of them living there are Avodim. Omer Rav Yudu Mashmuel, Arba Meyas Avodim, 400 slaves. For Yarmulah, and some say, Arboyas Alpayim Avodim, 4,000 slaves. Hoyin Lar Lefishchor Ben Imer. That's what he had. For Kulam Nitma Bakuna, and all of them married into Kahanim. So it comes out that the Kahanim are all mixed up. We don't know if they're Ksherim or not. For Chol Koyin Sheyesh Bayazas Ponim, any Koyin that acts Chutzpedik, Einu Elamihem, you should know that's a simin that he's from these Mishpachas that were mixed up with Avodim. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Kulin Yasvin Beshur de Nadoi. They're all living in the walls of Nadoi. O Pligid Reb Loza, he argues on Reb Loza. The Yom Reb Loza, Im Roy is Koyin Biazaz Mesach. You see a Koyin that has Shtakar, that has strength, has like Chutzvah. Al Tahar Achrim, don't think after him. Don't think anything bad about him. Shenem the Apostle says, The Yom Kimrivi Koyin. Your nation should be like hot, like angers of a Koyin. Mash Mekanim argue a lot. Omer Rabbi Avin bar Ravada. Omer Rav, kol anoisi isha shein agenes lo ever marries a lady that's not fit for him, kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashma shkinosoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a shkina upon Klal Yisrael, meyed HaKol HaShvotim v'yene meyed HaLov. He says, ages upon all the rest of the Shvotim, but not upon him. Shneem the Apostle says, shiftei ko edis li Yisrael. Eimos sai hevi edis li Yisrael, bizman shashvotim shiftei ko, when the Shvotim are pure meyuchas, and not if they're going into marry with psulim. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinosai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines down the shchina, ein mashra el al mishpachas miyuchas shav Yisrael. He only shines down the shchina on a mishpacha miyuchasas. Shneem the Apostle says, Beisi nu Hashem, er yelo lekim lechol mishpachas Yisrael, lechol Yisrael, anem lechol mishpachas, vei miyu li liyom, mashra nasa bi mishpacha miyuchasas. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, zu mala Yisera, yesh ben Yisrael agerim, this is a special mila that Klai Yisrael has over Gerim. Dilu bi Yisrael k'siv hu v'yisrael lehem lelakim. Vei meyilu yom, liyom. That Hashem will be for us and will be to Hashem. That means Hashem Shechin will be upon us. Vilu bi Gerim, but by Gerim, said the Pasuk says, Miyu ze'or ves liboy. L'geshes alayim yom Hashem v'yisrael lelam v'nech yel lechem lelakim. That is, by Gerim is different. Gerim doesn't have the Shechin upon them. Omar Rabbi Chelboy, Koshim Gerim li Yisrael. A ger is very hard for Klal Yisrael, kisapachas, like a scab. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Los says lasapachas. Shenema, it says here, Venuva hager aleim, venispecho, basi, beis Yisrael, beis Yaakov. Oksivachas says here, venispecho, oksivachasim, los says lasapachas. The ger is hard to us, like a scab. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Sheinim zehirim the mitzvah, they don't watch the mitzvah so carefully. They're not used to it. And therefore, we'll learn from them. So it's bad to have Gerim around. Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu,